Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Last American Road Trip, a memoir, by Sarah Kendzior uses the familiar frame of a family journey across the United States to examine a country in flux. Known for her political writing and clear-eyed reporting on democracy, corruption, and institutional decline, Kendzior blends personal narrative with cultural critique. The road trip becomes more than a vacation plan. It is a moving vantage point from which to observe regional inequalities, eroding public systems, and the ways national crises land inside ordinary households. As she travels with her family, she reflects on parenting, work, community, and the persistent effort required to stay grounded amid disinformation and accelerating political tension. The memoir style keeps the analysis close to daily life, showing how headlines translate into choices about safety, education, money, and belonging. The result is both a snapshot of an era and a record of one writer trying to make sense of America while still living in it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the road trip as a lens on national change. Kendzior uses the structure of a cross-country drive to reveal how quickly the United States has been reshaped by political polarization, public health shocks, and economic strain. The memoir approach allows the reader to experience change at ground level, where national narratives collide with local realities. Roadside observations, conversations, and the logistics of travel become evidence of broader patterns, uneven infrastructure, shifting demographics, and the growing gap between official messaging and lived experience. The trip format also highlights movement through different information ecosystems, where what people believe can vary drastically from one region to the next. This creates a practical map of fragmentation, showing how culture wars and media silos are not abstract ideas, but forces that affect how communities respond to risk, governance, and one another. By framing analysis through travel, the book encourages readers to notice details they might otherwise overlook: what is funded, what is neglected, what feels stable, and what feels improvised. The journey becomes a diagnostic tool for understanding a nation that often appears coherent from afar, but looks far more complicated when seen mile by mile. Secondly, family life inside political and social turbulence. A defining strength of the memoir is its insistence that politics is not separate from home. Kendzior connects public events to the day-to-day responsibilities of raising children, maintaining relationships, and making decisions under uncertainty. Rather than treating family as a refuge from the world, she portrays it as the place where the world is processed and where consequences are felt first. Planning a route, choosing where to stop, and deciding what to discuss with kids become moments that reveal values and vulnerabilities. The book explores how parents attempt to provide stability while recognizing that institutions once assumed dependable may no longer function well. It also considers the emotional labor of explaining confusing or frightening developments in ways that do not overwhelm children or normalize dysfunction. This topic makes the memoir relatable, even for readers who do not share the author's politics, because it focuses on common pressures: safety, education, finances, and the desire to preserve curiosity and joy. The narrative suggests that resilience is not a slogan but a practice, built through routines, honest conversations, and community ties that can withstand the strain of an unsettled era. Thirdly, disinformation, distrust, and the fight for reality. Kendzior's public work frequently examines propaganda and democratic backsliding, and the memoir carries that concern into everyday contexts. She describes a landscape where people struggle to agree on basic facts, and where institutions that once mediated truth are widely distrusted. The road trip setting provides repeated encounters with competing narratives, from local gossip to national media frames, illustrating how disinformation spreads through social networks and how it hardens into identity. The book emphasizes that misinformation is not only about getting details wrong. It changes behavior, erodes solidarity, and makes coordinated problem solving harder. Readers are invited to consider how the constant churn of scandal, outrage, and denial can exhaust attention and reduce the capacity for civic engagement. At the same time, Kendzior points toward practical habits that support clearer thinking, paying attention to patterns, questioning incentives, and noticing when fear is being sold as entertainment or as political strategy. This theme is not presented as a lecture but as a lived struggle, showing what it takes to remain oriented when the informational environment is unstable and when community relationships may depend on unspoken agreements to avoid certain truths. Fourthly, institutions in decline and the hidden costs of instability. Throughout the memoir, the American landscape is interpreted through what functions and what fails: transportation systems, schools, healthcare access, local governance, and the patchwork safety nets people rely on. Kendzior emphasizes that institutional decline is rarely dramatic in a single moment. It is experienced as delays, shortages, confusing rules, and a steady transfer of risk from systems to individuals. Travel makes these failures visible because it requires interacting with public and private services across many locations. the book explores how such frictions accumulate into stress and inequality, shaping who can travel safely, who can relocate, and who can absorb unexpected expenses. It also highlights the moral dimension of neglect, arguing that a society communicates its priorities through maintenance as much as through rhetoric. By connecting infrastructure and policy to personal experience, Kenzier helps readers see that instability is not merely an economic metric but a psychological condition that affects planning, trust, and health. This topic encourages a more structural form of empathy instead of blaming individuals for their circumstances. The memoir points to the systems that constrain choices. It also challenges complacency by showing how quickly the normal can become precarious when institutions are weakened. Lastly, hope, memory, and choosing how to belong, even as it catalogs breakdowns. The memoir is also about attachment to places, to family history, and to the idea that a shared future is still possible. Kenzier uses memory to connect personal milestones with public turning points, revealing how collective events leave marks on private identity. The road trip becomes a form of witness, preserving impressions of landscapes and communities that may be changing beyond recognition. This theme asks what it means to belong in a country where belonging is often contested and politicized. Kenzier explores the tension between loving a place and being honest about its failures, rejecting both cynicism and naive optimism. The book suggests that hope is not the denial of danger but the decision to keep caring, keep learning, and keep forming ties that make responsibility possible. Small encounters on the road, moments of beauty, and acts of kindness serve as counterweights to bleak headlines, without pretending they erase systemic problems. For readers, this topic offers a framework for staying engaged without burning out hold onto what is worth protecting. Name what is harmful, and accept that meaningful citizenship may involve grief as well as gratitude. The memoir ultimately treats belonging as an active choice shaped by attention and action. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a personal narrative that does not look away from the realities of modern American life. Fans of contemporary memoir, political commentary grounded in lived experience, and cultural analysis will find it especially compelling. It can benefit a reader's life by offering language for pressures many people feel but struggle to articulate: the exhaustion of constant crisis, the challenge of parenting and planning in uncertainty, and the disorienting experience of living amid competing versions of reality. Kenzier models how to connect private feelings to public structures, which can help readers think more clearly about what they can control, what they should question, and where community support matters most. Compared with similar books that focus purely on reporting or purely on personal storytelling, this memoir aims to do both, using the road trip as an accessible narrative engine while keeping the analysis sharp and civic-minded. It is worth buying for readers who want a single, cohesive account that captures the mood of an era while remaining readable and human. If you want a book that helps you interpret the country you move through every day, this one offers a focused, memorable lens. If you would like to support Sarah Kenzior, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.